Wichitapni Foundation was asking that we should try and at least sing songs or compose songs that may be a bit educational, as well as to help family units stay together, because you could not really play all these rum songs to children at home and so on and so on. Nonetheless, that did not really take on with them. They continued along that line. So 8 years ago, I started with the primary and secondary schools in Trinidad with the Ministry of Education support to have the junior version. So it was the primary and secondary schools intellectual chutney competition. That proved extremely successful for the last 8 years. And this year is the first year we are now going into the senior category. So it's now a mainstream event into the carnival. First time chutney has really got onto the main stage in the national agenda with the National Carnival Commission and the Trinbago Unified Calypsonians Organization, where they have agreed for this event to now be part of the main carnival calendar. So on the 23rd, we will be partnering. There is another event on that same night, which is the National Extempo Competition. And so this is the first time the country and the world will see on the main carnival stage these two events happening side by side. The competition, as you would possibly, and anybody will understand, the word intellectual in there meant and means that you have to sing a song with heavy chutney melodies and rhythm, but the song, the lyrics of the song must be educational, uplifting, and something that the world can listen to, children can listen to, but it must be educational. It must have some message. We cannot do it otherwise. And we have proven it so successfully with the juniors. So it's the first time, and some of these artists that is in the finals of this competition, we only were allowed 8, they stretch us to 10. So we inside the 10. Alistair Maru, for instance, Anthony Batson, I mean, quite a lot of seasoned persons, Edward Ramdas, and some Daddy Chinese. These are some of the persons who are into the art form for a long time. But you will hear those same guys who, you remember Arish was Rum Till I Die. Mm-hmm. Now you would also hear him. He made a big song at one time, and it really didn't stick too much because there wasn't a platform for it, which is HIV/AIDS program. But this one, you would hear him sing, and you'll hear all of them sing, very meaningful, very educational, very uplifting, intellectual chutney songs. Well, so that we are looking for.
Yeah, I just wanted to interject there. Now, we wish you all the best indeed with that competition, but we should also consider this school version of this, a junior version of it. When was that competition held, around what time, and how were the finalists and the grand final performance aired? Was it, you got a lot of press for it? Did you get a lot of airplay for those youngsters? Because at the end of the day, if a competition is only as good as the number of people that support it or share the music, in this case, because it's the art form is singing, how were you treated with the radio airplay for these youngsters, for example?
Okay, well let me put it this way. Because it was a partnership with the Ministry of Education, the Minister of Education himself have always been to the finals of that event at the Grandstand in Savannah, Port of Spain. And it had a lot of media coverage. Over the years, it has always made front page with the guys who have won primary and secondary schools. We have also got some airplay with it, but I agree with you. They were lacking a lot more required airplay, because even the junior calypso competition, they don't get a lot of airplay, and we have been making out a case where we will be talking to government to possibly set aside, because government has about 3 or 4 radio stations, set aside some time for the juniors and allow their songs to be played in both calypso and in chutney, and even in extempo as well, and even soca, right? So that's an area which we will be dealing with soon after the carnival. We've already spoken to it with the calypso juniors and so on. But to be honest, it has always gotten great media coverage in Trinidad simply because it was a great partnership with the Ministry of Education and ourselves. So the only thing that was lacking a bit of is a little more airplay. But lots of these things are on YouTube and people look at it all the time, you know. So with social media networking now, I mean, there's a million and one ways to get your stuff heard. And, you know, the competition globally for media coverage is large. I mean, there's so many areas to cover, so many opportunities.
Well, it would look I'm sorry to cut you, but during the looking at what you're talking about, the lyrical content, and many of us would agree that it's lacking content. In fact, my argument was that we don't get enough traditional Dolak harmonium, etc. In fact, they're stealing tunes even, and even it doesn't qualify. They have some, like when Radhika won, they did one with that filmy song from Zinda Dil. It has no chutney in it, have no soca in it, but yet still. But nevertheless, even the content, whether it's rum or wine on a bum bum or whatever it might be, that is the order of the day. It is making the big hits and getting the airplay, getting the sponsorship. The big businesses, the White Oaks and what have you, are coming on board to support it and hence making it successful. Apart from the prize that the government was giving, that's another thing I wanted to ask and address with you. What are the prizes when it comes to cash or otherwise that is awarded or will be awarded for the intellectual competition?
Well, as we speak, only yesterday the Minister of Culture announced a drastic cut in the National Carnival Commission's allocation. They were first allocated 30 to 35 million TT for the Carnival, of which we will get a portion, and we did not know how much it was yet. But they have then further subsequently cut it yesterday. So tomorrow, Monday, today's a weekend, so on Monday or Tuesday, we will be communicating with the NCC chairman to find out what our location is like. Even TUCO don't know as well because of the drastic cut at the national level. But hopefully it will... It will be suffice enough to have the prize monies and so on secured. And that's the main thing for the competition, our prize monies, you know. And I don't think it will be a drastic cut from what they will give, you know. We are hoping... You made a point earlier about the big guns like White Oak and so on supports it. And that's the very point we make. White Oak and Carib and Angostura will support Rum Till I Die and songs like that. It is in their domain. That's their market. And that is why I think our artists were continuously singing only along that genre of lyrics. Because you cannot, and I'm very firm about this, we cannot train our children to growing up singing those things and learning from that. And because White Oak is a big player in the market and they sponsor, they expect. That's exactly what they're about. They have banned tobacco, cigarette advertisements in this country, I suppose worldwide. But the tobacco company would have loved to sponsor as well. But if it is in your domain, they encourage these artists to sing along that line. Well, and that is one of the big things.
And that's just that's one sector that support. We could look at even Caribbean Airline. They had KI and others doing big ads for them even after. So I just wanted to see you up. You're facing
I'm not at all disputing the fact that once you have something that is popular, any business, sensible business operation will gravitate.
And that's my point. It's popular. And
I am one who feel that I need to build something in order to get where it is. It's not, these companies wait till it's successful and then jump in.
That, I agree.
That's what they are.
And I agree.
So, but it is not the developmental aspect of the art form, you know, and that is one of the things we in culture, people who really take culture seriously, does. We grow things. We don't wait till the fruit is bearing, then to go and say, I'm supporting it. You know, so we have a fight where that is concerned. And all these, all good corporate bodies, I mean, it happens in football or around the world. Dubai will buy up a company, big Manchester United in America, in England, once they are the top club in the country. That's how business goes. But there is no companies, or very few companies, which sees your vision and develop with you. You know? And that's my thing. I'm a developer. I'm an intellectual developer in terms of culture and management, and I build it. I don't wait to be successful. I want other people to do that because...
Dr. Ramla, I'm not here to debate with you. I'm agreeing with you. Hence the reason I have you on the program. Mm-hmm. We need to get the word out.
I'm just giving.
Yeah. And I have limited time, but I also wanted to, and that's something I wanted to address because it's a fact when it comes to getting financial support and going forward, this year's would be on a virtual platform, correct?
Well, no, there are actually people who will be attending at the Grandstand in Port of Spain. There's room for people. There's paying patrons that come in. Everybody has to be vaccinated. The artists have to be vaccinated. The helpers, the audience.
Right.
There are audiences. There might be about 2,000 people. They look allocated for that. Maximum. I don't think there'll be more space for that. Although the Grandstand could hold 7,000 people. I think the NCC has allowed up to 2,000 with social distancing and so on.
And how could we, outside of Trinidad and Tobago, view it? Is there online portal that we could look on?
And that, of course, on Monday or Tuesday, I'm meeting the NCC to discuss that very point because we need to know where the live stream is, who is handling it, and what are the terms and conditions of it. And we need to expose it globally. So I'm pretty sure, because that was one of Gypsy's, the chairman's position, that these events has to go live streaming. You know, because besides the 2,000 maximum people who could be in the savannah, there's 200,000 outside that need to see it, and plus, you know. So I think definitely I will. I don't have the details because you remember, it's the first time we are into an official part of the National Carnival Commission's platform. We would definitely keep in touch with you and let you know if there's a link, how it's happening, and whatnot.
And are you seeing areas in where this would become an international competition?
It will be. It will be. Like everything else, we had already drawn up to stage in Guyana, the World Chutney Monarch, 2 years ago. Unfortunately, because of the COVID, it never happened. But the World Chutney Monarch is on the calendar. And all the plans and drawings and strategies, everything was already done. We had 15 countries that was taking part. We had the artists lining up, everything. 2 years ago, unfortunately, COVID came and also hampered that. So, but it will be reactivated this year, and we are speaking with the Ghanaian government at the moment.
Well, there's so much else I want to talk to you about your involvement with Carnival, Carnival on the whole, because you have been working with a Carnival and we're trying to do a World Carnival Festival, and that I find very interesting. So hopefully we could book some time with you again to come back on and share with us, because, you know, we had done many, many years ago Indian Arrival in the Caribbean, and we did it here in Canada, where we had brought up Mangal Patisa and others to host that event. But I also thought that we as East Indian played and had played a role in Carnival development, and it's something that I think we're not taking credit for, and as people like yourself that...
Well, let me just give you this, if it's not a secret, it's an open one. The new president of the Calypso Association, Ainsley Mark, he's a Tobagonian, and he's the president of TUCO, the Calypso body. And the first thing, when he met me at the office, he said, you know what? Listen, history was that Indians used to make sure that all their tents were sold out. Remember the Calypso tents?
Mm-hmm.
So he said, why that has stopped, he wants to bring it back. I said, well, it's in your hands. You have the opportunity to do it now. So that was just something he struck me with, because it is a fact that in the good days of Calypso, a lot of those Calypso tents, 90% of it was attended by East Indians.
And I believe
good Calypso they enjoyed.
and business people, East Indian businesses have promoted and sponsored many world tours.
Was one in I remember carefully. Yeah, there were lots of East Indian businesses that supported Calypso and the tents because, you know, they were really good, nice Calypsos in those days.
Well, Dr. Ramlal, again, because of time, I want to say thank you. I just got a text from Rishi. He said that he was heavily medicated and fell asleep, so we'll make arrangement with him. He will be the band performing, playing for
yes,
the backing
up. Yes, band. Rishi Gayadin is one of the... Well, I just want to plug. There are two senior Rishis in this country. Rishi Gayadin and Rishi Mahato. I mean, both of them are excellent band leaders and producers. But Rishi Gayadin is also one of those who creates melodies and understands what the rhythms of music has to go with this competition. So he was selected from the other band leader is from Millennium Stars, Navin Lalo. So they have merged together to make sure that this, because of the prominence of this for the first time, the two bands got together, headed by Rishi Gayadin, to make sure that this comes through successfully.
And I believe he also started now working on reviving traditional chutney, and I applaud him for that. So we want to wish you best of luck indeed going forward. We stand by here to share the good news, and we wish you all success.
Yes.
Like I said, I would close in saying that it is indeed an uphill battle, and I think you are the one leading the charge, and I want to say thank you for that. Hopefully, again, we could talk.
Before you go, once the competition is over and we have all these clips of the songs, we'd like to have you to at least give it some airplay up in your radio station.
And going forward, if we could, you make arrangement because we have a television network here now, and we'd be happy to. So if you could secure the original film from the ministry, etc., and share it with us, we'd be more than happy to share it with the world. So Dr. Ramlal, thank you. I apologize for rushing into the interview, but I have limited time.
Yeah, and that's understood.
But again, I want you to leave knowing this, that we are grateful and thankful for all the good work you have done over the years for our culture.
Yeah, not a problem.
All the best.
Okay, thanks. Have a good day.
That's Dr. Vijay Ramlal Rai. And like I said, you know, he has been propagating classical or traditional singing and he started and where it went. The other side of it is something else to see also. You know, we hope that parents, you know, they say sex sells, rum sells, murder sells, and it's a sad fact of life indeed, and we would see and hope that the outcome of this competition would foster and grow, and we would see more and more competition like this coming forward. So, we will be back with he's a doctor in his own right, Sheikh Faisal, and we'll get him in a little bit on the program. This is Shabnam Radio, your Shuli Richard as he's keeping you company. Well, we have a little bit of everything happening right now. So here we go. So on our online listeners, we want to say hello and welcome. And again, this is brought to you by, in part, the program by our dear friends at Laparkan Shipping and Money Transfer.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Laparkan, Laparkan. Door-to-door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Laparkan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Laparkan, Laparkan. Visit laparkan.com.
416-848-7772. We'd be back. And again, welcome if you're just joining us. This is Radio Shabnam.
ही दिल लगाना पड़ेगा किसी न किसी से कभी न कभी कहीं न कहीं दिल लगाना पड़ेगा
Hey, coming up also, we'll be talking to Cherish R, our little sister from Hermitage Village, San Fernando. I believe we have her online. Let's see. Ladies and gentlemen, want to welcome indeed a young lady out of Trinidad and Tobago, making a name for herself indeed, and she goes by Cherish R. I'm proud to call her my little sister. Welcome, Cherish, how are you?
Hello, hello, good afternoon to you and to everyone at Shabnam Radio. It's quite an honor and privilege to be on with you today. I'm fine. I hope all is well with you and you're keeping safe.
Yes, we are indeed. But, you know, Cherish, I want to say congratulations. We've been following you. You've been many times, you know, for our Christmas show, our Diwali specials, all of that. You've been there with us and you are growing right in front of our eyes. And I am very, very proud of you. You have been performing for the Diwali season all over. You have been making positive contribution and with your a big song when you came on the first time with Article Dawn Rhythm. Now you are bringing another side again of Cherish R. So tell our listeners a little bit about your latest song.
So this new track is actually my 2022 Chutney Soka contribution. And it's called Kaho Raja. Is it related to Mere Raja Ao? No, it's not. But it is a fusion of traditional chutney and a soca rhythm that makes the chutney soca. It's a bit of Hindi and it's a bit of English. The entire production started last year, November, at Maha Productions. I've been working really closely with Maha Productions, so he mixed, produced, and mastered this entire production. We just had to fine-tune some things and perfect everything, and we finally were ready to release this song and to have all of you listen to it. And I can't wait for your feedback. I can't wait for everybody's feedback on this song. And also, there's a music video out. The music video dropped today officially on 103.1 FM's YouTube channel. So after this release, you guys can go across and check out that music video.
And also, you would be dropping it on your YouTube channel?
I would be dropping it on my YouTube channel from next month. I'm actually one of the top 12 finalists of the 103.1 FM's Chutney Soka Road March competition. So right now, the video is being promoted on 103.1 FM's YouTube channel. So y'all can go ahead and like and share right on their YouTube channel. But after the competition, yes, definitely, the video will be posted on my personal YouTube channel. And then from there, you can, just like now, you can view whenever you want, you can like, you can share whenever you want, and just enjoy the music.
Well, of course, Caribbean Showtime TV would have some special privilege when it comes to the release, so watch out for that.
Of course, Caribbean Showtime, you are always welcome. I'm happy about that. You know, you always get my stuff first now. You're always going to be getting my music videos first. Caribbean Showtime, I'm really thankful and grateful to have my music playing in Canada, and not just my music, but my music videos being played on Canadian television, especially seeing that I have so much family in Canada. So they are even happier than me about seeing me on TV on Caribbean Showtime. They're big, big fans of the show.
I wanted to ask you quickly, so you didn't enter the Chutney Soka Monarch competition this year, did you?
I mentioned 103.1 FM's Chutney Soka Road March competition. Yes. I didn't participate in Chutney Soka Monarch in CSM this year. Last year, I just went up really for the experience of being in the competition and everything like that. And, you know, it was a great experience for me. And but this year, I didn't really want to go too much into competitions, because I'm actually gearing up for tour that starts at the end of February and goes straight on till March. So the timing was a bit of the essence this year for competitions, because I have a lot of work to do actually before this competition, and even before I start touring. A lot of production that has to get done. This song had to be finished because we like to release songs due to the seasons. So now that it's the Chutney Soka season, we're going to release this this new one today. I have another song, another production already done, and in the works, set to release on the 4th of March. And then even before the 4th of March, at the end of February, I might not even be in the country, but I still have a release for Shivratri, my religious contribution, of course. I mean, because we have to keep it balanced. We can't just, you know, we can't just party all the time. We have to pray too.
And
so I try to keep it a little balanced. So it's just, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, and I have to say, well, I have the opportunity to thank my dedicated team, my management team, for working so closely with me and making sure that everything gets done, because the amount of work that we've been pushing together, Cherish Our Music management, together with my musicians, we've been pushing a lot of work from last year to this year, and we're just hoping for the best and, you know, hoping for positivity all the time. I mean, the bad energy, it's hitting us a bit, but we're trying our best to rise above it, and we're trying our best to keep focused on the main objective, the main goal, which is growth and evolving into a better version of ourselves.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Tina, talk about positive. Now, there are so many different competitions coming up now. We just had an interview with Dr. Vijay Ramlal Rai about the intellectual competition. Now, he mentioned names like Daddy Chiny. I mean, some of these guys is a non-entity, in my opinion, because they, too, in the past, what they did. But Adish Samaru was one who was came out with his big tune at that time, Rum Till I Die. We're not seeing the Ravi Bees and the other big name, Raymond Ramnarayan, and that. How about Cherish Our? Would you consider writing a song with intellectual lyric to partake and uplift a competition like that?
Yes. I am all in for intellectual lyrical content, because I prefer to write music that will have a full audience, a general audience, meaning that children can listen to my music elderly people can listen to my music. A pundit, an imam, a priest could listen to my music. Why? Because it's positive energy. It's positive lyrics. It's not degrading anybody. It's not degrading any entity at all. It's just about happiness and love and unity. And yeah, I would support a competition like that 100%, because that's actually what I'm trying to do right now. I am trying to change this mentality where we only think that that a certain type of song. I mean, I don't want to. To just jump out and just target any body in particular or any type of song in particular. So I'll just generally say I'm not gonna judge anybody for doing what they do because they're good at it. But it's not something that I will see myself doing because it's not something that personally I support. I support positive energy. I support quality and standard lyrical content, meaning clean lyrical content, and I support a production that is worth being heard.
All right. So I get where you're coming from. But here's the other thing, too. While all of that is good, you know, there is a need and there is a market for both side, and if you look
exactly.
at you know, when I when people talk about rum and they do as if chutney music or artists are the only ones singing about rum, when you think about how long double standards lyrics has been produced, look at Saltfish by Sparrow, look at I go screw and he go screw and screw up one another by Sundar Pichai.
Yeah, a lot of innuendos, and
hold on, let me talk a little bit too now. Let me get a word in. So if I could say that while we applaud everybody bringing the art form, but you know, we can't be hypocrites to say that this rum thing isn't part of the musical culture and scene. I mean, all wrong. We would like to see more of the other, but there is a market and people making money and they're doing their thing. But who are we to judge to say which is right, which is wrong? The audience and they see it. So to me, I promote and play and give everybody an opportunity, whether you're UNCPNL, you're singing a rom song or you're singing a religious song, we all have it here. Mm-hmm. So it's up to the other side to decide. You know, another thing I wanted to point out, there's some young children, little girls, they look not more than 7 and 8, and their parents would put the fan in front of them and allow them to sing and whine and shake up and put on lipstick and makeup and stuff like that. Nobody is talking because they're very popular on YouTube, but again, people would have their opinion whether that's a good or a bad thing. So
exactly.
I want to go ahead.
People, I agree completely with what you said, because at the end of the day, we can't force people to like a certain genre of music. We can't force people to like what we like. People will like what they like regardless.
That's right.
But in regards to what you just said about the children and what parents are doing, that all boils down to parenting and values, good parenting and values and ethics, because personally, I wasn't raised that way. And because I wasn't raised that way, I kind of look at parents differently when I see them allowing their children to do things like this. But then at the end of the day, I have to remember, that's their kids.
Well, you know,
that's their children. They have to raise them, not me. So I can't be the judge of that, because everybody's, you know, open to do their own thing. And just because my parents raised me differently doesn't mean that they are going to raise their children. And, you know, they are going to raise their children different as well. But I completely understand and I agree with the fact that people will like what they like, and we just have to support. We have to give support to our fellow artists in this industry because it's supposed to be like a brotherhood, a sisterhood. You know, we're supposed to be in this together. But at the same time, we wanna try to get out of this stereotypical mentality that only rom songs can make hits.
And, you know,
only songs with double meaning can make hits. You know, I have to say, it's a stereotype. It's a stereotype that's been set a really long time ago, and it's something that, you know, it's a new generation now.
Well,
it's,
anyway,
it's different.
Let me get to the song. Modern. We don't need to lecture everybody here, but, you know, let me but simply wrap up by saying this. You can't please everybody. And how long they have
been,
they have meat eaters and they're vegetarian. Right? They're God-fearing people and then they're atheists. But, of course, everyone has to take what they get from what it is. And, again, the responsibility of media, you look at responsibility of government and everything else. It's a big debate and it could go on and on. But I want to ask you, your Hindi on this one, Kahu Raja. Tell us a little bit what you're singing about here. You know, like, I really don't know much Hindi.
So,
teach me.
Kaho Raja Dil Se Kab Boli Ho means, tell me, when did you speak from your heart? Or when will you speak from your heart? Kab Boli Ho, you need to tell me, because I don't know. You're giving me mixed emotions. Kaho Raja Dil Se Kab Boli Ho, please tell me, when did you speak from your heart? So basically the entire song is about me or a girl trying to find out from her husband, you know, where did all the promises that he made to her go when they got married, when they fell in love, where did all the promises go? You know, why is he not talking to her? Why is he not communicating with her and letting her know how he feels? And then another verse of the song is her explaining to him, if you don't tell me how you feel about me, then I'm going back to my father's house. So at the same time, I try to make it a little comical. Even in the music video, I made it a bit comical so that it can be a little relatable to some people. I mean, it may or it may not, but it depends on the listeners, the viewers, and on their feedback and how they feel about the song. And but I did add a translation. I added a translation to the beginning, the first chorus, so that people can understand exactly what the chorus means, so they can relate to it a little bit better. And then in between the verses, I translated the song and did them in the form of ad-libs in between the verses of the song. So throughout the entire song, even though I'm singing in Hindi, you're still going to understand what the Hindi means along with the English.
Well, here we go. Of course, a good teaching tool. Cherish R on Shabnam Radio with Kahu Raja or Kahu Ra. Cheryl R.
Kahu Raja.
But again, I know you're welcome anytime, but she's not married to anybody. She's talking about, you know, in the future, if you don't answer, she's going back where she found.
Yeah. I have a whole fake husband on social media right now. But you know, it might wear out by next week. But it's okay. We speak about the future here.
All right. So, Sharish, I want to say thank you. And let's release this one. God bless you. Good luck. And we'd stay in touch, all right?
Yes, we will. Thank you so much for having me on. And thank you, everyone, to all the listeners. Much love from Trinidad.
Love indeed from Sharish. Thank you, my sister.
All right. Take care.
a new music from Cherish Our Camp. A contribution to the 103 FM competition. As we say hello and welcome to Roy Suktanen and his family. Hey, Brother Roy, hope all is well. Our Brother Vikram out in Niagara Falls sending lots of love to all our listeners. A catchy one indeed, Cherish. Maha Production indeed, always a terrific job.
Black Creek Community Health Center and the Imdadul Islamic Center is having a vaccine and wellness clinic. For your health and health of our community, get vaccine. Sunday, February 13th from 12 noon to 6 p.m. at the Imdadul Islamic Center, 50 LePage Court in Toronto. First and second dose available for anyone 5 years and older. Third dose available for eligible groups. Blood pressure and blood sugar screening also available. Got question about vaccine? Come by and get your question answered. For more information, call 647-883-0316. Remember, Sunday, February 13th from 12 noon to 6 p.m. at 50 LePage Court, Toronto, the Imdadul Islamic Center.
Legal Advice Network is an organization comprised of very experienced personal injury lawyers, paralegals, ex-adjusters, ex-cops, and rehabilitation clinics across the GTA. Whether it's injured in a car accident, work-related injury, slip and fall, traffic tickets, land and tenant issues, call on the experts at Legal Advice Network. Remember, you pay absolutely nothing until your benefits and settlements are paid. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Legal Advice Network, 905-48
There's a new funeral home in Durham that combines elegance with affordability. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, offering many services from traditional burials to simple cremations, plus great reception facilities to celebrate your loved one's life. Right now, funeral homes have a 30% allowed capacity, but this is a larger facility, so it's perfect for larger services. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, striving to provide grieving families with compassion, care, and convenience. On Finley, near Bailey in Ajax. Online, acvc.info.
Jazz Supermarket in Brampton is the preferred place to shop for all your Caribbean grocery needs. You're guaranteed fresh fruits and vegetables as shipments arrive twice a week. Whether you're sending a barrel, money, or just need to find a certain ingredient to get that back home taste, Jazz Supermarket has it all. You can even stock up with poultry or meat from the halal meat counter, CDs, gift items, or fresh bread and pastries from the bakery. Caribbean jewelry and ready-made casual clothing now available. Senior discount card holders get a 5% discount. Come visit Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road at the corner of Queen and Torbram in Brampton, where friendly service awaits you.
Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for all your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakal, door-to-door service. Never late, ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lapakal, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakal, Lapakal.
Visit Lapakal.com. Trinidad's Sham G brings you a radio show like no other. Step into the Bollywood Zone, the Indian music industry's biggest hits. You've just gotta hear this show. Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. exclusively in Toronto on Shubnam Radio.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Labakal, Labakal. Door-to-door service, never late. Ocean cargo and you're air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Labakal, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Labakal.
Labakan.
Visit
Labakan.com. Hey, visit Labakan indeed. Right now we wanted to bring on a guest. You know, sometimes you play music, you could be inspired by it. Sometimes you could hear a good lecture and be inspired by it. The brother that I'm about to introduce to you, just his mere voice does it for me. I'm inspired by him indeed. And he has many, many listeners and friends and followers on in this community. So, hey, stand by and listen. We would like to say assalamu alaikum and welcome to Sheikh Faisal Razak of the... Sheikh, I forget.
Islamic Forum.
Well, the Islamic Forum of Canada. You'd find him at the corner of Steeles and Tobram. How are you, Sheikh? And welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, Brother Rashad. I'm fine, alhamdulillah. I hope you're well, and my prayers for all the listeners that you're also well and safe.
Well, Sheikh, you know, a couple of weeks ago I was talking about so many of the religious institutions, we are not hearing from them. And as a result, I started calling some of the people that I know and reaching out, and you are one of them. And there are things that are happening at the masjid that a lot of people don't know, and maybe some of your members are aware of it. But I wanted to have you on to talk about some of the things that the Islamic Forum has put into place to help support not only the members of the Jamaat, but the community at large. So if you could tell us a little bit of some of the programs that you have currently ongoing.
Well, we changed much of what we were doing because of the pandemic. But since the beginning of the pandemic, we started our online broadcast on our YouTube channel and other platforms. This is in response to the reality of people not being able to come to the masjid for their prayers and other programs that we used to do before the pandemic. But we continued all the programs. For example, the Jummah prayers on Fridays, we continue that. Every Friday we had Jummah at the masjid. We never missed any of it. But because the numbers were restricted due to government guidelines, we thought we should have the live stream broadcast. So from the very beginning of the pandemic, we started that. And so those who were not able to come to the masjid, they could join us online and pray from the comfort and safety of their homes. The daily salah, we did the same thing. And then all the other educational community programs and so on, it was all broadcast online. So there were a few people who were able to come at different times based on the numbers that the government instructed us to follow, and we followed all of those instructions. So we had a physical presence in the masjid at the Islamic Forum, but most of our congregation joined us online, whether this were Friday prayers, the daily prayers, the halakas or study sessions that we had for different age groups and different segments of the community, and so on. So all of that continued. But what happened, the live stream broadcast that we're doing took on a life of its own. Initially, it started with the purpose or the intention of serving our own congregation. But then people across the GTA joined us, People in other cities in Canada, across Canada, joined us, and then overseas in many countries, in the U.S., in the Caribbean and South America, places like Guyana, Trinidad, Suriname, and so on, in Europe and beyond, Africa, Asia, many different countries, people joined us for the live stream broadcast. And so we have now attracted a global audience for this. In Ramadan for the past 2 years, once again, because of the restrictions due to the pandemic, we could not have everyone at the Islamic Forum. We had a smaller number based on government guidelines, but we were able to broadcast all our programs. So every night throughout the month of Ramadan, we had Salatul Taraweeh, the special night prayers of Ramadan. We had Salatul Tahajjud, the late night prayers. We had our Suhoor program in the morning, our Iftar program in the evening, all of which was broadcast. And throughout the day, we had special prayers and lectures and dua specific for the month of Ramadan. And so people in many different countries benefited from that. And so we've continued now with both this hybrid type of offering. One is for people who are able to come to the masjid. We have the physical programs there with all the necessary guidelines and so on that we follow, such as wearing masks and social distancing and so on. But then a larger crowd joins us online for a program. So every week now there are people in many different countries that look forward to the Jummah broadcast on Fridays. We start at 1 p.m. every Friday with our Jummah broadcast and other programs. Every evening, we have a special daily live stream broadcast from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. The first hour, 7 to 8, we do Quran recitation and the dhikr and dua. The second hour from 8 to 9, we do the lectures with pertinent topics. And then the last segment from 9 to 10, we do an interactive session of question and answer. So people can actually ask questions. They would type in the questions in the chat on the YouTube channel, and I would respond to those questions. I'll answer those questions. And that has become something that many people look forward to because they can get their questions answered immediately on the program. So, and we do that every day, 7 days a week, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Toronto time. And as I mentioned, many families from Trinidad, Guyana, Suriname, in the Caribbean, and then North America, Europe, and so on. Many different countries, they look at the program. Yes, alhamdulillah.
And this is what I want to zero in, because all of the things that you've done in the past, even during the last month of Ramadan, last year's Ramadan, etc. But what are you doing? And this is one of them that I wanted you to expand on. And if you could tell our listeners how they could find these zikr and daily programs where you make dua. Because, you know, Sheikh, a lot of people are under stress. A lot of people, especially our shut-ins, our seniors, they want to be connected again. And one of the things they used to look forward to was coming out at least for Jummah. Some of them can't. And yes, you have Jummah, and many other masjid have Jummah online. But I find it very interesting that some of the services like the zikr and reaching out. So if you could tell us how we can join in by watching. And the second part of a question I wanted to ask, if you could give us a little bit about zikr, the importance of zikr, and how listeners could practice this zikr in even the absence of a broadcast live on YouTube.
Well, first of all, zikr means the remembrance of God Almighty. So this is a practice of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He used to engage in zikr and remembrance of God Almighty, and he taught us the words, the phrases to be used to engage in remembrance of God Almighty. And what it does, it connects you to God Almighty. You have this direct attachment, this direct connection to God Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through these words of dhikr that you would recite. And it develops your spirituality, and it also gives you a solution to many problems that people may be affected by, anxieties and worries and stress, difficulties and problems. All of these things are taken care of through engaging in dhikr or the remembrance of God Almighty. So every night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., we have this session of dhikr that we recite, and we encourage everyone to recite with us. So the way to connect to that is to join us on our YouTube channel. The link is youtube.com/Sheikh Faisal/live. And so from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. we have the broadcast. And we recite the dhikr, and on the screen we would also put the text, the Arabic text, the transliteration and the translation. So you don't need to have any prior knowledge to engage in this spiritual activity. You don't need to know anything really, because it's all there on the screen, and we are reciting it, and we encourage everyone to join with us. And in the question and answer session now, the last session, if there's a brother or sister who doesn't know what to recite or how to do it, they would let us know, and we would go over that with them. So it's a wonderful opportunity for a learning process. So the way to be in touch with us is through the YouTube channel, which is our main broadcast, anyone can join us. And if they have any questions...
You are listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
Divorce ya custody di ladai zindagi di sab to aukhi ladai hundi hai kyunki tusi us shakhs naal lad rahe hunde ho jis naal tuhanda ghar parivar te tuhade bacche saanjhe ne us waqt kai sawal uthde ne ke property kis kol jayegi custody kis nu milegi te zindagi di sab to pyari daulat bacche kis kol rahenge
S&S Lawyers ko inna sare sawalan de jawab te tuhade haq layi ladan waste liyaqat hai apne haq janan layi ya salaan lain layi ajj hi S&S Lawyers nu call karo 416-655-2000
अपनी कम्युनिटी दा सब तो वड्डा वधिया क्वालिटी वाला ते सब तो पुराना सोडी फर्नीचर हर घर दी पहचान बन चुकी है
ओ फिर बने भी क्यों ना क्योंकि बेडरूम सेट सोफा सेट मैट्रेसेस डाइनिंग टेबल डेकोरेटिव आइटम्स गल कीजी सारे घर दा फर्नीचर वधिया क्वालिटी ते डिस्काउंटेड प्राइस ते मिल जांदा सोडी फर्नीचर तो 3 साल ले नो ब्याज
142 कैनेडी रोड ब्रैम्पटन 905-874-7171
For business owners and Canadians who continue to struggle, there are targeted financial support programs available now. Visit canada.ca/coronavirus to learn more. A message from the Government of Canada.
ट्रकिंग वाले वीरो ध्यान नाल सुनो ट्रक जिद्दां दा भी चलाउंदे हो मैनुअल जां ऑटोमेटिक क्विक ट्रक ल्यूब चेते आही ना रखियो ट्रक दी बढ़िया सर्विस लई क्विक ट्रक ल्यूब लो जी तीजी लोकेशन भी खोलती है एग्जिट 579 फ्रॉम हाईवे 401 इन नापनी आहो जी कोई अपॉइंटमेंट नहीं ड्राइव थ्रू फैसिलिटी एग्जिट 579 फ्रॉम हाईवे 401 इन नापनी क्विक ट्रक ल्यूब द वन स्टॉप शॉप 519-622-0660 जा quicktrucklube.com QTL बिकॉज वी केयर
CIBC Global Money Transfer के साथ अपने परिवार को ज्यादा से ज्यादा खुशियां दें CIBC Global Money Transfer की $0 ट्रांसफर फीस का फायदा उठाएं और अपने परिवार तक पहुंचाएं और भी ज्यादा पैसे आज ही cibc.com/gmt इवेंट पर जाएं और प्रोमो कोड GMT इवेंट के साथ अपने पहले ट्रांसफर पर $300 तक वापस पाएं शर्तें और CIBC फॉरेन एक्सचेंज रेट्स लागू
मोटर कार दिला दे एक नहीं तो चार दिला दे
जी हाँ मोटर कार का तो मालूम नहीं लेकिन आपको आपके बंगले तक पहुंचाएंगे जी यानी मॉर्गेजेस के मयंक भटनागर जी हर तरह की मॉर्गेजेस में करते हैं स्पेशल